The only non-commercial I know of over the next coming week is Sunday at 2, a KPTS screening at the Orpheum of a movie called The Calling, about young American Christian, Catholic, the publicity makes a distinction there that I'm curious about, Jewish, and Muslim young people who are preparing to become religious leaders. The movie will be followed by discussion with local representatives of these four faiths. That's Sunday at the Orpheum at 2. But there's an almost perfect holiday pure entertainment in a PG-13 movie called Burlesque. Sensitive people who might be put off by that title should first notice that PG-13 rating, and second, consider that the first thing Christina Aguilera is told when she enters Cher's nightclub is that it does not offer strip dancers and does not even have a pole. The rest of the movie has the same kind of innocent charm as The House Bunny, largely because star Aguilera has the same kind of unconquerably innocent charisma as Anna Faris had as the bunny. And the movie as a whole avoids anything notable in terms of language or sexual situations and includes no violence whatsoever. It does have one wee touch of male rearward nudity during one of the few really funny seduction scenes I've seen in a long time, comparable to Sandra Bullock's nude scene in The Proposal. The extremely attractive dancers in Cher's club usually wear what looks like lingerie from Victoria's Secret, and their dancing, even when suggesting Sally Rand's famous fan dance, is not particularly revealing or suggestive. This all sounds harmless but bland, and it's true that Burlesque is not out to impress anybody with daring or unconventional content. In fact, it is so compounded of clichés that it doesn't have to bother much with plot. A hint here and a touch there will be enough to clue us into the old familiar situations wherein the heroine will inevitably take over the show for an emergency and the mortgage will get paid and Cher will get to keep her club so we can proceed immediately to the next song and dance. In places, Burlesque seems almost more a concert than a narrative movie. But the musical numbers, while they do feature what I call the screech and howl school of singing, which is so popular anyway these days, are bouncy and melodic and performed with great energy and enthusiasm, as if everybody is having an infectious good time. The one exception is a solo by Cher that seems to be intended to prove that she can outdo everybody without the usual bright lights and scanty costumes and jumping about with quick cutting. But she needn't have bothered with all that. Cher is the closest thing to originality in Burlesque, the only three-dimensional character among the cartoons, except maybe for Stanley Tucci, who plays his usual character to the usual perfection. Nobody steals anything from her. But the big new thing in Burlesque is the enormous charisma of Christina Aguilera, an irresistible kind of almost childlike charm that purifies everything without seeming to want to, especially effective among the suggestions of corruption in cabaret, which we are surely supposed to notice in a movie featuring Alan Cummings in a role similar to his Tony-winning performance on Broadway when he replaced Joel Grey in Cabaret. But this time, he dances at the wedding. Burlesque is correctly described by such taboo words as cute, naughty, and sweet, which can so seldom be used except in a negative innuendo these days. I'm glad of a chance to use them in a positive sense. Jim Erickson, over and out.